President Bush travels to Capitol Hill tonight for his third State of the Union address. White House officials say this is a speech to talk about policy, not politics. But coming a day after the Iowa caucuses, the timing gives the president a chance to share the limelight with politicking Democrats. Presidential advisers say the president's speech will be optimistic on Iraq, on other foreign policy issues, and on the state of the U.S. economy. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Since taking office, President Bush has used the State of the Union address to promote big things and to make bold statements that would trigger heated debate and arguments. Take January of 2002, when, in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, he put Iraq, Iran, and North Korea on notice.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world by seeking weapons of mass destruction.
A year earlier, in January of 2001, though technically not a State of the Union address because the president had just taken office, the speech made the case for what would be the cornerstone of his economic policies.
Tax relief is right, and tax relief is urgent. The long economic expansion that began almost 10 years ago is faltering. Lower interest rates will eventually help, but we cannot assume they will do the job all by themselves.
But the president has also uttered lines during the State of the Union that have become famous for the wrong reasons.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
Those 16 words are from last year's State of the Union, a key part of the case the president made for the war in Iraq. It turned out they contradicted what the CIA had told the White House, and that, months later, prompted a retraction from the administration. Which brings us to tonight. A senior administration official says you can be assured that this speech has been carefully vetted to avoid any such embarrassments. But don't look for the president to talk about why no Iraqi weapons of mass destruction have yet been found. Instead, expect him to highlight what has been gained by ending the regime of Saddam Hussein. The president will also talk about progress made in the war on terror while stressing that the threat of terrorist attack remains very real. Mr. Bush himself previewed the speech this past weekend in his Saturday radio address.
Over the past few years, America has been confronted with great challenges, and the American people have responded with strength and compassion and confidence. This nation is meeting its priorities both at home and abroad.
The president will also talk about recent positive reports showing the economy growing at a faster rate. He'll give much of the credit to tax cuts enacted over the past 3 years and will again call on Congress to make those tax cuts permanent. Still, the president oversees an economy that continues to struggle when it comes to creating jobs. Presidential scholar George Edwards of Texas A&M says look for him to say he's working hard to turn that around.
He has a problem with job creation. It's probably his greatest liability, and the Democrats will continually point out that we've had a net loss of jobs during his administration.
Professor Edwards says he looks for the president to use the speech to set the tone for his reelection campaign, and there may be a reprise of the president's recent speeches on immigration reform and his call for NASA to build a moon base leading to an eventual mission to Mars. The idea tonight, Edwards says, is for the president to stay above the political fray.
One of the things that the president will be able to do is contrast himself as the leader of the nation with those squabbling Democrats who are fighting tooth and nail. That is one of the advantages of being able to speak to a joint session of Congress.
But unlike previous State of the Union addresses, which in 2000 the president used to talk about the 9/11 terrorist attacks, or last year to sell the country on a looming war, this one, Edwards says, will likely be more about urging the public to have patience, to finish the work already started, and to trust the president's plan. Mr. Bush speaks at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.